Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Wow, I guess we're going to have, I was talking to Fred because we have a lot of our regular folks who are out on vacation this week. Dwayne Patterson usually would be here on a Wednesday tomorrow night at this time, and he is out. Sue's going to be out for a few days as well, so she'll be back on Monday. You know, my wife and I were talking about this. It seems like this is, I think these last 2 weeks of July, a lot of people are out of town on vacations. We've seen some of that on the roads with traffic. I'm not sure today is a good example of that. All right, we have an election that's coming up 2 weeks from today, the primary in Missouri. You will pick a Democrat or a Republican ballot depending on what you are interested in voting for. I mean, you're not limited. If you're someone who's a Republican, you can pick a Democrat ballot and vote on those candidates. One of the hottest races in the area is the primary for St. Charles County Executive. Steve Ellman is the incumbent. Bill Eigel and Jason Law, a couple of the challengers. We've had them in the studio in the last week. We have Steve, the current St. Charles County Executive, with us this afternoon. Hello, Steve Ellman. How are you?
Hello, Mark and Sue. How are you guys?
Good, good, good. Get right up by that microphone because we want to hear everything. And I don't know, I'm guessing you might have listened to some of the earlier interviews, but let's kind of...
No, actually, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Okay, well, we've got a couple questions.
Not that I don't listen to your show, but I
wasn't sure. Did you make Colleen listen to him, though? Isn't that part of his job?
No, I can't involve him in the political stuff.
Oh, that's separate from that. All right, look. The bottom line is, and I've known you for a long time, right?
Yeah.
So you've been, how long have you been St. Charles County Executive?
19 years, 6 months, and 24 days.
But who's counting? Yeah. So a couple years ago, you're like, I'm out, right? This is my last term. I'm not running for re-election.
I threw away all my signs after the last election.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
Are you joking? You really did?
I threw away a couple $1,000 worth of signs that I had to replace when I changed my mind.
But why did you change your mind, Steve?
Well, I changed my mind. First of all, I didn't decide not to run because I don't love my job, and I'll be very happy if I get to do it 4 more years. What I was kind of disgusted with was just what politics had become, how the Republican Party had kind of split on issues, and politics just wasn't nearly as much fun as it was before. And you know, I figured, okay, we'll let some younger people do it. But I had people ask me over and over, "Would you run again?" And I finally, they finally convinced me that it was in my interest, as well as the interest of all the people who work for me, and more importantly, the people of St. Charles County, that I give it one more try.
Okay, but I mean, if we're being honest here, you would not be in this race if Bill Eigel wasn't one of your opponents, right?
That's true. And my condition of running, and I told people, I said, if a year out the polling shows that I'm the only one that can beat Bill Eigel, I'll get in. And it did, and I did.
So why are you so concerned about Bill? And do me a favor, because I really need you a little closer to that mic, because I want people to hear this.
Yeah. Well, it's just a difference in styles. And his style might have worked in the legislature. Personally, I don't think it did.
He was an obstructionist, right?
He was an obstructionist. He was, you know, there's a lot of unwritten rules in politics. You know, the filibuster in the Missouri Senate, that's not in the rules. And the rules allow the majority to cut off debate any time. But it's a tradition, and it's an unwritten rule, which works as long as somebody doesn't abuse it. And I think he did abuse it. And it was something that when I was in the Senate, I filibustered and I tried to take maybe a bad bill and make it better or try to get people to just pull it off. But, you know, we didn't shut down the whole system.
Right.
That year, I think they passed 37 bills And how much did we pay those people to go up there every week? And how many hours did all the people in the House and Senate have to be away from their families and yet got nothing done because a few people killed everything that went to the Senate floor?
Well, what do you think, what is this race about in St. Charles County? From the people who don't like you or don't want you to be, you know, county executive again, they and Bill talked about this, Jason talked about it a little bit, a lot of growth, which is good for St. Charles County. Some people are concerned about too much growth. Apartments, we'll talk about that. But the budget numbers in particular, this was something Bill focused in on Friday when I was here, the explosive budget numbers in St. Charles County. So what would you say about that? Because the numbers, if you just look at the math, seem pretty high with your budget compared to where it used to be.
Well, you know, a lot of conservatives have been talking for years about putting the Ten Commandments in the classroom. I think while we're putting them in the classroom, we should put them in the campaign offices too. Okay? And I'm not just talking about Ronald Reagan's 11th Amendment, mm-hmm. about not saying anything against the Republican. I'm talking about the 9th Amendment, which says, thou shalt not bear false witness against your neighbor. And those numbers that Eagle is using are meaningless. Our last meeting, we're going to approve our tax rates. And we made a presentation, and over the last 19 years, the amount of money that we spent per person went up 2.7%. Okay? So you take the number of people, you know, what we had in 19 years ago and now, and you adjust it for inflation and for the additional people, you get a per person increase of 2.7. Now you're going to say, well, wait a minute. You're telling people you didn't raise taxes, and we didn't. You know where the 2.7 came from? It came from the General Assembly when Eagle was there. After Wayfair, the Supreme Court said you could do it. They went ahead and allowed the county to go ahead and tax out of state sales. So, yeah, that 2.7 more isn't because we raised anybody's local taxes.
Came from the state.
It was raised by the legislature.
He likes to talk about personal property taxes. Nobody likes personal property taxes, right? Now, he thinks he can get rid of the method in which I think people are paying those personal property taxes and have money. Some of this is confusing to even me. So, but have money from the budget from St. Charles County cover those expenditures from personal property tax. Is that even realistic in your mind?
Yeah, the fat. Okay, the fat in our budget, I guess you could argue, is at 2.7%. But, you know, 80% of our budget is earmarked. You remember this, 30, 40 years ago, people got tired of just passing tax increases, and they wouldn't pass them unless you told them what they're going to be used for.
Yeah.
So in St. Charles, we passed a tax for capital, okay, to build a new courthouse, build a jail. We passed one for transportation to create our road board and build our roads that we needed to build. And we had one for parks, and it was actually the use tax. It was dedicated to parks only. So if you want to sell the family arena, okay, that's fine. You can sell the family arena, but that money can't be used for what he wants to use it for. It has to go back into the park fund. And if you take it from the
So the family arena is actually part of that, part of the park fund?
Uh-huh.
That's interesting.
Yeah, yeah. No, the family arena is in the park fund. So is the family arena would be in the capital fund.
Okay.
It was paid for out of the capital fund. The NEC was in the park fund. I apologize. But my point is, if you could do it, what you're left with is that 20%, and the 20% that you can actually move around, 69% of that goes for law enforcement. So the other problem is the Constitution. The Constitution's quite clear. You cannot use public money for a private purpose. Make sense, mm-hmm. right? In the private purpose, he wants to take public money from the county budget and use it to pay yours and yours and
right.
Well,
yeah, and he even
you don't
said
live in St. Charles County, but
right.
the people in St. He wants to pay their
property tax,
their property right. tax, which is a private obligation that they have.
Yes, he told me that he could get it done. Right.
Of course, the courts would come in and say it's unconstitutional, and he say, "Oh well, I tried."
Yeah, he says that
some
it's not.
Judge.
I certainly think that it might be considered unconstitutional. You know, from that perspective.
Yeah.
All right. So, do you think on the St. Charles County arena is that an asset for St. Charles County right now?
Yes.
I haven't been there in a while, by the way. There's been some renovations, right?
We spent $13 million the last year. It's almost 30 years old, and so we spent $30 million, put a new roof on it, got new seats and all those sorts of things. Yeah, it's operating expense we break even.
Okay.
Pretty much break even.
So it's not like
Some years we lose a little, other years we make some, but it's not a drain on the budget, and now it's paid for. So we've talked several times with the council, and different people have talked about buying it. And, you know, there's never been people have never been turned down if they want to make an offer.
Steve Ellman is here. He's the St. Charles County executive. Right? One of the things I hear from people out there, not only from Bill, but from folks who live in St. Charles County who love it out there and they love some of the remaining rural aspects, if mm-hmm. you will. They think that the growth is too unregulated. It's coming too quick. And then apartments come up quite a bit. I've talked to you about this before. And I think what you've told me is, well, look, those apartment decisions are coming from the different municipalities, whether it's Cottleville or whoever else is in St. Charles County. Right.
Yeah.
Bill tells me that and others say, well, look, Steve could still make, make his feelings known on restricting some of that growth if it's getting out of hand with moratoriums, et cetera. So how do you respond to that?
Well, I've got an agenda here for our staff meeting from the other day, and what other cities are doing is not on the agenda, okay?
I understand your point, right.
I mean, there's 2,000 apartments were built, and 180 of them actually were from one project that the county council did approve and I signed, okay? So the cities are doing it, and in fact, state statutes allow the city to file a remonstrance against us if we are doing something right next to them that they don't like. But if the cities are doing something right next to unincorporated,
you don't have that right.
We don't have the same right. Hmm. We've asked the legislature. We've asked our legislators to do something about that. They never have. So the problem with that, and Bill did suggest that somehow he would use transportation dollars to somehow pressure the cities into doing what he wanted them to do. In this case, it's, build less apartments. That the most important thing about this job is getting funding for the transportation projects we need, okay, so that people can get home from work at night, be with their families as quickly as possible. And what he wants to do is to use that for leverage. Now, 40 years ago, we had the cities. We're all fighting each other because they couldn't agree on how to do some kind of transportation tax. And they were fighting with the county. Everybody was afraid the other guy is going to get a little bit more, right? Well, the good thing is they finally got together and they got a system to guarantee everybody kind of get their fair share. We got a road board. It's an independent body. And there are representatives from the cities. There are representatives from the county. And these folks come in. The professionals in the various transportation departments for the city and county do proposals. They get all the facts, all the engineering done. They have the public come in and testify on what they like and what they don't like. And then they send it to me. Okay? They have sent me 19 of them. I could have changed them if I wanted to leverage the city.
Yeah.
I could have done that. We were fighting with the city of St. Peter's like crazy over levies a few years ago, and it never even occurred to anybody in my staff or anywhere that we would somehow leverage because for 19 years in a row, what they sent me, I sent to the council, and guess what? The council approved it because we've got a system. It's an unwritten rule. We could have changed it. We could have started over, but it's kind of an unwritten rule that everybody works through this road board. And the last time that we went to the voters to get that transportation sales tax approved, we had to go back every 10 years. Last time we went, we got 78% in a conservative county like St. Charles. Now, if we start playing politics with road board money, and I'll tell you what, we'll be lucky to get 50 plus one.
So you're welcome to toss a couple of questions that I can ask of your opponents, but I asked them when they were here, you have the advantage or maybe disadvantage. I don't know, Steve, you tell me. So I had Jason say, what would you ask Steve Ellman? These are probably nothing new, mm-hmm. but I want you to slide those headphones on. Can you do that for me just so you can hear what they have to say? These are not long questions, but I had Jason in about a week ago and then Bill on Friday. Here's what Jason Law said.
Steve, why couldn't you have been involved in more leadership decisions that help with candidates get put in place in municipalities that stop the growth of apartments.
Okay.
If I can do that during my campaign and not even an elected official, how can you say I can't do anything about it?
So that's one of the things that they say. Look, Steve, you're not personally responsible, but couldn't you have done more when it comes to the people that are supporting that type of growth and taking more of a leadership position? Your response to that?
The people that are supporting growth?
Mm-hmm. Well, apartments in particular, in growth that might be deemed not the type of growth that they want in St. Charles County. I don't know.
Well, it's called staying in your own lane. Okay. I mean, we have a system of government. We got federal, state, then we have county, then we have cities. And I have not become involved in politics in the cities because I have to deal with whoever gets elected. All right. I generally don't think the cities have gotten involved in the county politics that much. Maybe for the same reason. But see, it's not like the legislature. It's not like just getting a majority of people to do something. For us to work together, we worked with the cities to get extra funding for 364, and we're doing it again on Highway N. Instead of all cities doing their own little small projects, I get every mayor to agree we'll go all together and we'll ask for one because, again, there's an unwritten rule down at East-West Gateway. Every county gets at least one. So we went together.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's interesting,
unwritten
too.
Unwritten rule. So we get together. We went and asked for one, and we asked for a whole lot more than money than we would have gotten if we'd gone individually. But for that to work, I've got to get every mayor to agree to it. Okay, and again, Bill had a hard time getting along with other Republicans. The real challenge for him would be to get along with our mayors, some of whom aren't even Republicans, and a lot of them just really aren't very partisan at all. But if you work with them, there's things we can do, and I just think I've shown I've been able to do that, and I hope the voters will give me a chance to do it for four
more years.
Okay,
one more
question.
This one from Bill. Put the headphones on real quick.
Okay.
These are quick, and I'm guessing you're not going to be surprised, but here you go.
What idea does Steve Ellman have to reduce the overall personal and property tax burdens in St. Charles County? Not just the county portion, which he's going to try to escape on, but the overall in total property tax burden for the people in St. Charles.
All right, Steve, that's the question from Bill.
He knows the answer to that, and that is the only way you can do that for all the political subdivisions in St. Charles County is through the state. I mean, the state, St. Charles County and all the cities there are political subdivisions.
Right.
Okay? Now, the cities are created by the county. Most people don't know that. St. Peter's was created back in 1911, I think. But after that, we have no control over what cities do or don't do. There's something called Dillon's Rule. They have the power the legislature gives them. If the legislature wants to give the county the power to go ahead and or basically say that nobody can have any more personal property mm-hmm. tax, they can do that. And Bill Igel tried to do that for 8 years.
It didn't work, and couldn't
get it done.
Yeah.
Yeah. And again, we've already mentioned the constitutional issues on trying to do this. So even if there was fat in the budget, which there's not, and even if he could constitutionally get to it, he's got to go and ask the people. He's got to go and ask the people to change the charter for him to do that. And one of the things he wants them to do is to give him, okay, the power to take whatever money in the budget that he thinks is surplus and call it reserve, all right? You know about separation of powers. We got it in Washington. We got it in Jeff City. We got it in county government. I don't get to say what the budget is. The council passes a budget, and if I like it, I sign it.
Right.
If I don't, I veto it. What he wants to do would give the county executive the power to just ignore the council and pull things out of the budget and say, all right, we're going to give this away.
So you don't have? Do you not have? You don't have a line item power?
On some things I do.
Okay.
On some things I don't. But you know, the point is, the powers I have are the powers that are in the Missouri Constitution that give.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
A charter county, certain things, okay? Whoever has this job after January 1st is going to be the county executive, not the dictator, all right? The powers that this office has, and they are considerable, but they're not absolute. And you've got to work with the council to get 4 votes to do anything. Then you've got to go down to East-West Gateway and work with all the regional leaders. And I'm very proud of the fact, Jefferson, Franklin, St. Charles, and St. Louis County executives 2 years ago went to Jeff City and got funding. Got $50 million in state funds to do a training center, okay? And it's going to – we're very close to – I say we. We went ahead and turned it over to a bunch of law enforcement people. But they're
yeah, we
very
talked about
close
this
to
before.
Building,
it's a great
building,
project.
Yeah. And it, not just a good project for law enforcement, but if we can work together and get all the leadership to agree on something. Believe me, it wasn't easy getting Sam Page to agree with things that I wanted to do. So
shocking.
There had to be
some
give and take. But if we
did
can
you
do
have
it
to
on
go
that,
to him
we
as
can
a
do
patient?
It on other things.
Did you have to go as a patient in his off hours to get it done? Is that what happened? Steve, we're out of time. Good luck. It's down
right,
to the wire
thanks,
here.
Mark.
People
thanks,
are voting
yes.
already, right?
Pardon me?
People are voting already.
They start. Oh, yeah. And I talked to Kurt Barr. He said to tell you that he's having twice the turnout that he did.
Look at that. It's the power of 97.1.
Yeah.
Good luck in 2 weeks.
All right.
We might have you back before then.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
Hey, y'all. I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you
it's
get your
reality
podcast.
Reality Gaze. Let's love.